Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we are diving into one of the most exciting topics in your entire GCSE physics course, nuclear fusion. I'm talking about the process that powers the sun, the stars, and potentially the future of clean energy here on Earth. This is topic 7.9 on the OCR specification, and trust me, once you understand it properly, it is genuinely one of the most mind-blowing ideas in all of science. In this episode, we're going to cover everything you need to know to ace your OCR exam. We'll go through the core concepts clearly and carefully, then I'll give you my top exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make, the ones that cost marks unnecessarily. After that, we'll do a quick-fire recall quiz to test your memory and finish with a sharp summary to lock it all in. So grab your revision notes, maybe a highlighter, and let's get started. This is nuclear fusion, and it is spectacular. Let's start with the absolute basics, because getting the foundation right is everything. Nuclear fusion is the process in which two light nuclei, and I want you to notice that word, nuclei, not atoms, two light nuclei, join together to form a single, heavier nucleus. The key example you need to know is hydrogen nuclei fusing to form helium. This is exactly what happens inside the sun and every other star in the universe. Now, why does this release energy? This is where it gets really interesting, and it's the part that examiners love to test. When the two nuclei fuse together, the mass of the product, the new, heavier nucleus, is actually slightly less than the total mass of the original nuclei that went in. The mass doesn't disappear, though. That would violate the laws of physics. Instead, that tiny bit of missing mass is converted directly into energy. This is described by Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared, where E is energy, m is the mass that has been converted, and c is the speed of light. Because the speed of light is an enormous number, 3 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second, even a tiny mass converts into a colossal amount of energy. That is why fusion is so powerful. Now, here is the critical question. If fusion releases so much energy, why isn't it easy to do? Why can't we just push two hydrogen nuclei together in a lab? The answer lies in electrostatic repulsion. Both nuclei are positively charged. They each contain protons. And you know from your work on electric fields and forces that like charges repel each other. So when you try to push two positively charged nuclei close enough together to fuse, there is an enormous electrostatic repulsive force pushing them apart. To overcome this repulsion, the nuclei need to be moving extremely fast. They need very high kinetic energy. And the way you give particles high kinetic energy is by heating them to extremely high temperatures. We're not talking about a hot oven here. We're talking about temperatures of around 15 million degrees Celsius inside the sun's core. At those temperatures, the hydrogen nuclei are moving so fast that when they collide, they have enough kinetic energy to overcome the electrostatic repulsion and get close enough for the strong nuclear force to take over and bind them together. Let me say that again, because this is a higher tier mark that many candidates miss. High temperature is needed to give the nuclei sufficient kinetic energy to overcome the electrostatic repulsion between the positively charged nuclei. That is the full mark-worthy explanation. Not just it needs to be hot, you must link temperature to kinetic energy and kinetic energy to overcoming electrostatic repulsion. Now, let's talk about where fusion happens naturally. The answer is in stars. The sun is essentially a giant, ongoing nuclear fusion reactor. In the sun's core, hydrogen nuclei fuse to form helium, and this process has been going on for about 4.6 billion years. The energy released by fusion in the core travels outward as radiation and eventually reaches us as the sunlight and heat that sustains all life on Earth. So every time you feel the warmth of the sun on your face, you are feeling the product of nuclear fusion. What about fusion on Earth? This is an area of active research, and it's worth knowing about for your exam. Scientists have been trying to recreate fusion on Earth to use as a clean, almost limitless energy source. The challenge is enormous. You need to heat a plasma, a superheated gas of nuclei, to temperatures even higher than the sun's core, and then contain it. You can't use a physical container because nothing would survive those temperatures. Instead, experimental reactors like JET in the UK and the International ITER project use powerful magnetic fields to contain the plasma in a donut-shaped chamber called a tokamak. Fusion as an energy source would be transformative. The fuel, hydrogen isotopes like deuterium, can be extracted from seawater, so it's virtually unlimited. And unlike fission, fusion produces very little long-lived radioactive waste. The challenge is that, so far, no fusion reactor has produced more energy than it consumes to run. Scientists are working hard to change that. Now, let's make sure you can clearly distinguish fusion from fission, because this is a very common exam question. Fission is the splitting of a large, heavy nucleus, like uranium-235, into two smaller nuclei, releasing energy and neutrons. Fusion is the joining of two small, light nuclei, like hydrogen, into a larger nucleus, releasing energy. Both processes convert mass into energy. Both release large amounts of energy. But fission uses heavy nuclei and splits them. Fusion uses light nuclei and joins them. If you remember nothing else, fission is splitting, fusion is joining.
Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the physics is only half the battle.
Tip number one, and this is the biggest one, always say nuclei, not atoms. I cannot stress this enough. In nuclear physics, we're talking about what happens inside the nucleus. We're not talking about whole atoms. If you write two atoms fused together, the examiner will not award the mark. It must be two nuclei. This single error costs candidates marks every single year.
Tip number two, never say mass is lost or disappears.
Mass is converted into energy. Those are very different things. If you say mass disappears, you are implying it violates conservation of mass energy, which is wrong. Always say the mass is converted into energy or the lost mass is released as energy.
Tip number three, for higher tier questions about why high temperatures are needed, you must give the full chain of reasoning. The chain is high temperature leads to high kinetic energy, which overcomes electrostatic repulsion between positively charged nuclei, allowing the nuclei to get close enough to fuse. If you miss any link in that chain, you will lose marks.
Tip number four, for 6-mark comparison questions between fission and fusion, use a structured approach. I recommend a table with rows for process definition, type of nuclei involved, energy yield, radioactive waste produced, and current applications. Examiners are looking for clear, organized comparisons that address both sides. Tip number five, know your command words. State means give a brief factual answer. Explain means give a reason using because to link cause and effect. Describe means say what happens. Compare means identify both similarities and differences.
Okay, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can.
Question one, what is nuclear fusion? Answer, the joining of two light nuclei to form a heavier nucleus, releasing energy.
Question two, why is a very high temperature needed for fusion?
Answer, to give the nuclei sufficient kinetic energy to overcome the electrostatic repulsion between the positively charged nuclei.
Question 3.
What happens to the mass that appears to be lost during fusion?
Answer.
It is converted into energy, as described by E equals mc squared.
Question 4. What is the natural source of energy in stars?
Answer. Nuclear fusion, hydrogen nuclei fusing to form helium.
Question 5. What is the key difference between fission and fusion?
Answer. Fission splits a large, heavy nucleus. Fusion joins two small, light nuclei.
How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. You are well on your way to full marks. If you missed any, go back and review that section.
Let's bring it all together. Nuclear fusion is the joining of two light nuclei, always say nuclei, to form a heavier nucleus. The mass of the products is slightly less than the mass of the reactants, and this lost mass is converted into energy via E equals mc squared. Extremely high temperatures are needed to give nuclei sufficient kinetic energy to overcome electrostatic repulsion. Fusion is the energy source of stars, including our sun. On Earth, scientists are working to harness fusion as a clean, sustainable energy source using tokamak reactors. And the key distinction, fission splits heavy nuclei. Fusion joins light nuclei.
Remember the terminology, remember the full chain of reasoning for temperature, and remember that mass is converted, not lost. You've got this. Good luck in your exams and keep revising. Until next time, stay curious, stay focused, and keep pushing for those top marks. Goodbye.